Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. I'm Esther Chiamichilli. The revitalization of Birmingham's long-abandoned historic buildings downtown has drawn people back to the city and garnered national media attention. This growth was sparked in part by a state tax incentive program, but that program is set to expire in a little more than 6 months. For WBHM, Stuart Wooten has more on the tax credit's success and future.
It's a busy day inside the McWayne Science Center downtown. Kids play around a brightly colored Rube Goldberg machine in the center's pristine lobby. If you look out the window across 2nd Avenue North, you'll see the 8-story building that once housed the Pizzitz department store, closed for almost 30 years now. Windows are missing, and the facade shows 92 years worth of cracks and stains. You'll also see construction crews working to rejuvenate the building.
Really nice architecture. I like the details.
Janet Rainey says she's noticed this progress on her family's visits to McWayne from Prattville. When finished, the building will have more than 140 apartments and storefronts on the ground level.
It's wonderful how Birmingham does such a nice job of keeping downtown restored.
Birmingham accepts the compliment, but in reality, a lot of that restoration she's talking about has just taken place over the last 3 years. After Alabama passed the Historic Rehabilitation Tax Credit, says UAB history professor Pamela Stern King. She's witnessed downtown's evolution firsthand and has a particular affection for the Pizzitz.
You know, you look at a building like this, and it's just like any of us, I think. If our hair isn't washed, we don't have our makeup on, and we've been out working in the yard, we're not going to look very good.
King's also a former historic preservationist for the city of Birmingham. She says she's never seen anything like the momentum the tax credit created, breathing new life into the building she loves.
And so when you drive by these buildings and they look dilapidated to you, if you look closer to this building, you'll see all of the beauty that's on this.
Birmingham is banking on that beauty. The Pizzitz is just one of over a dozen historic buildings being restored downtown. Birmingham Mayor William Bell has even called for raising the historic tax credit's $20 million per year cap. But the program is set to expire in May of 2016, and all of the available money is already spoken for.
I just got my 75th overall application.
Jennifer Bailey coordinates the tax credit program for the Alabama Historical Commission. She says there are still applications coming in from hopeful developers.
I have 10 more on a waiting list.
But it's not clear yet if it'll be renewed during the 2016 legislative session. That worries people like David Silverstein. He's co-owner of Bayer Properties. They bought the Pizzitz building in 2000.
My hope is that it's reinstated so that other developers throughout the state can focus their attention on downtown redevelopment of historic structures.
Those developers will have to wait. Alabama's ongoing budget troubles have put all tax credits on shaky footing. State Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says Alabama will have to make some tough choices with tax credits, and that creates some uncertainty for developers like Bayer. Silverstein says they already have other plans in the works that could use the tax credit if it continues, including the building right next to the Pizzitz.
We actually are looking to redo the new Ideal building, which is hopefully another project that we can perhaps use the historic tax credits.
David Fleming is the president and CEO of REV Birmingham, an economic development group. The bottom line, he says, the tax credit is too smart an investment for the state to pass up.
We know from numerous studies that rehabilitations of historic buildings usually do more to improve or enhance your local economy than even the same amount of new construction.
Janet Rainey of Prattville admires the Pizzitz's architecture through the windows of McWayne Science Center. She says she hopes to see more progress every time she makes the trip into the city.
So you bring downtown back to life, you bring commerce back, you bring economy back. It all makes a difference, and beauty is just part of it.
Developers say they're optimistic, though construction may stall in the meantime. Downtown Birmingham still has plenty of properties that could be restored. The legislature now has to decide what it's worth to revive them. For WBHM, I'm Stuart Wooten.